A child. My, oh my, oh my. A child. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the Absolute Philosopher, and the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher, talking about a child. My, oh my, oh my. A child. A child is a symbol. Oh yes, it's a physical thing, it's an object that families have and that are the foundation of the earth and the world and life, but a child is a symbol. Whenever we say child, we think of innocence, we think of gentleness, we think of love, we think of smiles, we think of happiness. Oh, some people think of unhappiness because the child is crying, or some people think of unhappiness because a child doesn't have things they think that it should have. And yet, when a child has love, it is love first off, but when a child has love, it has everything it could ever want. There's no need in a child's life for objects. There's no need in a child's life for toys. There's no need in a child's life for experiences of any kind, really, except the experience of love. When a child has love, it has everything. A child wants to be like its parent because it admires the role that its parent is playing. The child sees in the parent the purity, the honesty, the joy, the magnificence that the parent is, and the child wants to emulate that. Of course, the child is that already, and the parent truly is emulating from the child that innocence, purity, love, honor, and beauty. When we look at the world, and we look at it with childlike eyes, we look at it in all its goodness, in all its wonder, in all its magic. When we look at the world as something that needs to be taken care of, something that needs to be fixed, something that needs to be remedied in any way, the world's not much fun to look at. Oh, some people make a living and make a joy out of remedying the world, out of taking care of all the problems of the world. Some people have that as their life desire. Some people are great politicians and they go around the world trying to right the wrongs that are taking place. Some people are doctors and lawyers and merchants, and there are people of many different backgrounds, all seeking to serve the people in the world. But if it came to be understood exactly what was happening, we would recognize that all of these noble, beautiful, fabulous people who are guiding our world and our world's destiny, ho-ho, they have one thing in common. They want to be themselves and have fun. They want to take their talents as they understand them and express them to the highest and the best. They want to take their talents and go out into the world and live them and show them off to all the world so that the world can see what great ambassadors they are, what great manipulators they are, what great craftsmen they are, what great people they are. And in truth, they don't really care. All they want to do is to do what comes naturally for them. Now, what comes naturally to all of us is to be ourselves and have fun, to be the joy that our heart is. Now, what is the joy that your heart is? I know for me, the joy of my heart is just listening within and speaking outwardly the beauty, the harmony, the peace that I hear within. No action that I could ever do would make me feel as good as the idea that I'm expressing from within that inner love, that bubble of goodness, that childlikeness within me. I return to my thought of being a child again and again and again. In fact, I very seldom leave the thought of being a child. I live in that innocence, in that joy, in that peace, in that being myself at all times and having fun. This is my nature. This is my reality. This is who I am. And it is just such fun, such a joy, such magnificence. It is so wonderful. And I love it, and I love it, and I love it. Now, all of us have the privilege of being a child. You might say we were a child. And really, we never grew up. I never grew up. I'm always living in my childlikeness. I'm always living in my feeling of peace and wonder and magic. I'm always living happily and joyously and perfectly. And because I'm always living happily, joyously, and perfectly, what happens to me? I live a life of joyous, happy, perfect experiences. Every time I turn around, people say, "Oh, Herb, you're wonderful." I say, "Ha, ha, 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 I'm your reflection, and you're wonderful, and I look at you, and I see you wonderful, and that makes me feel wonderful, and you look at me, and you say, you're wonderful, and that makes you feel wonderful." And you see, it's always our world. Our world is our reflection. And that's what a child does. A child looks around the world with its reflection of innocence and purity and goodness. And it sees innocence, purity, and goodness. It's only when the parents and the teachers get in there and say, "You should not like these people because they're not nice people. You should not like those circumstances because they're not nice circumstances." Hey, tell the child about all the wonderful circumstances about him, as he readily knows. And tell yourself about all the wonderful circumstances about you that you readily know. And as you do this, wow, what a fabulous experience you will have in your world, in your life, in your experiences. My, my, my. What a great world we live in. What a great life we have. All we have to do is, like the absolute philosopher, realize I am a child. Realize I am a child under all circumstances. I have that innocence, I have that beauty, I have that joy and love and sparkle. And when I laugh and giggle, everyone laughs and giggles with me. When I have a happy thought, everyone's thinking a happy thought too. And when I am myself and have fun, all is right with the world. And all is right with me, and I feel so very, very, very good. That's the way the absolute philosopher works. That's the way you work. That's the way I work. Life is great. I love you. I love you. I love you.